harder than that. Wanna be shots? Make sure that's where your flipping heart is at. When I stick a bar the gap, cause you get wrapped up
like an Egyptian artifact.
Stop snitching on us.
Stop snitching.
Already on us.
Stop snitching.
We're just trying to get this dough quick and niggas wanna tempt us with blow sticks. Please stop snitching on us.
Stop snitching.
The feds, they're ready on us.
Stop snitching.
We're just trying to get this dough quick and niggas wanna tempt us to blow sticks.
The norm's real hot.
Alright, alright, okay.
Nutty's hard.
Tell me what's the reason.
Out of all of them, Nutty's.
I see people.
That's a legendary beat, still.
Bro, I love that beat. Whose beat is it?
Oh my god.
Is it America beat?
I could. It must be. It must be. That, but that, like, that was a prominent UK rap. When
that hit the ends.
Yeah. When power. When the man them started to rap, there was a handful of beats that everyone just wanted to jump on first.
And that was one of them.
That was definitely one of the beats. Still, who was that? Ross Shocks and
Ross Shocks and Nutty.
Fucking hell, bro! They sound young as well, aren't they?
Bro, I think Shock was probably like maybe like 16, 15.
Probably young G's. When I'm listening to mixed down better than certain people's.
Trust me.
Even when I'm listening to it, to like his flow and what he's saying, I'm like,
yeah, he's still spinning man now.
Like. At 16, he was a fucking wonder kid, bro.
Yeah.
I was watching a Tiny Boost documentary, and I think obviously Shots, I think he lives in America now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Tiny Boost was like, bro, like niggas always ask you when you're coming back, like if it wasn't for you, he's like, man, I'm done, man. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, fam, he's in America, fam. He got wife and kids.
Oh shit!
He's like, yeah, I'm out, fam. You got what I'm saying? You run, you fucking do this thing, fam.
Okay, now. All right, well, to get through the podcast, hey!
What's happening?
So, how's everyone's week been?
Don't look at me, brother. I'll go last this time.
How's your week been?
So, it started off fucking terrible. But, you know when shit's terrible, you just have to fucking pull your socks up, mate.
Got to firm it sometimes.
Got to firm it. And then the week just got better and better because I just stayed focused. So, yeah, it was all right into the week. Obviously, man, no.
Cup winners. Oh, so my week. It was cool, man. It's one of those weeks that just adds to the building blocks of whatever is coming. So, there's a few things I'll be announcing soon. But this week was just a building block to everything coming. And yeah, today was a good day. Manchester United.
Man, no, fam. I'm fucking no.
How was your week?
I'm glad the went over. I'm so glad. I just wanted to go last so we can let the segment get out and it all. Man, we could let that just fly for a bit, and then we can just start to talk about real stuff. you know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
I'm not gonna sit here and say man no because I'm about girl. You know what I'm trying to say? But I'm not gonna say man no several times. The segment's over, and it's my turn to speak.
Now we're gonna have to call that out anyway.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Sorry, manager, but no, we're not.
That's a why segment.
This week's been okay, you know. Just like I've been focusing on the renovations in my yard, bro. It's just like,
how's it going now? You ain't said nothing about it.
It's cool. It's cool. It's just that every time I go in there, I feel like there's another piece. You know, like there's something else like, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? And then I'm thinking, bruv, I can just say no, just pattern it this way and let's save some money. Mm. But then I leave there with a thorn in my brain, like, bro, this is gonna cost more money. Then I just got it's long. But apart from that, yeah, it's been a winning week. I had some conversations about like potential moves.
Oh yeah.
Like career moves and businesses. Like I still need to get my business, my account submitted before I get struck off.
Still not done.
No.
But I see him, or
no? No, but he came back to me still.
Okay.
He came back to me.
Yeah.
Sorted something out, and basically, there's one document, one letter that I'm waiting for.
I know.
Then you can pattern it all up. So hopefully, it's one day's work because, like right now, my business hadn't been trading for so long. Mm. Now it's proper trading.
Mm, yeah.
If
yeah,
it gets
yeah.
struck off, bro, it's so long. Yeah, it's so to start another, bro, it's so long, fam.
Oh, sorry. I was meant to tell you as well. Who your the accountant? I linked him, and I didn't even know, but he's neck deep in the house renovations and.
Bro, listen.
Buying and selling and
that's cool.
Airbnbs and
that's cool. Right now, actually, right now, this minute, I ain't trying to talk to anyone else. That's I just wanna all the money that's in my mind. I just wanna spend it. You know, like I don't know if this is the way other people think when it comes to finances. Yeah, but let's just say this is. Let's say, for example, my renovation for my yard is gonna cost 10 grand. I have 10 grand in my head. I wanna spend that 10 grand. And then I want to get back to making money. I don't want to spend any more money in that area.
Yeah, until
I just want it to be done so I can start making money again. So I can start getting back into the plus. It's just right now, it's just bare minus. So, yeah. We can have that conversation once I've moved in and I'm settled. And I can play my PS5. My PS5 is connected.
Then it's locked in.
We can have that conversation. But yeah, apart from that, it's lit, man.
Yeah, but man, we need to chat to him still. He was saying some things. But anyway, that's adult stuff. But anyway, so this week we want to get into something that we touched on last week, but I don't know if we said or if we didn't say, but we want to talk about snitching, telltales, informers, you know, just telltales of that lead. But you said last week that you had the passion in it too.
What, snitching? Bro, like, you know what, yeah? I want to say first and foremost that snitching is like... What is snitching? Because snitching is so loosely so loosely used. It's so thrown about. Like, and I think it's because of how man's generation was in school, why man, one, made snitching. Snitching is now this broad fucking variety of different things. Mm. And two, why the generation, like our generation and the generation below maybe are the... first generations to start properly, openly accepting snitches. Mm-hmm, like it's depending on your side of the fence, basically. Like there's no, they'll excuses and gray areas can be made in some cases for people based on stature or status or how much of a bad man people may think they are, or whatever. People will just like create, people in their special snitch. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Special like, there's regular snitches.
Yeah.
And then there's special snitches that still get, like, co-signed. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? The co-signed snitches. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Bro, and even me, bro. You see, like, I don't know if it's because of my affection and my, like, my love for Paid in Full as a movie. Yeah? But if it wasn't for Paid in Full, I wouldn't know about Apo. And I probably wouldn't care about Apo. You feel me? And it's the same for a lot of people. Unless it was from that time, man weren't about in the 80s. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But for me, it's funny you say that because that's probably one of the biggest snitches that I co-signed myself. Straight up, bro. I'll tell it how it is, bro. You see, like, so obviously, I've watched, to give it some perspective, I've watched Paid in Full so many times, I know all the words. I know everyone's lines. Every single word of lines. The movie, I know it. I know everything. Even the fucking DJ, what he's going to say when they're in the club. I know everything, There was a time when man watched Paid in Full every day for the summer holidays. Every single day, Paid in Full. You come to my house, Paid in Full's on. We watched it every single day to the point where we had American accents. I'm telling you. But anyway, so it was Paid in Full that made man start looking into Alpo, like watching the Alpo story, just reading up on it and that. That bro, I tell the truth. I know that Louis Vuitton trench coat was a custom trench coat, but when money it can be spread like that, I'm getting that trench coat. Someone's making that trench coat for me to have it, and I'm wearing it with the Tim's. Maybe not with the baggy jeans and that, because a lot of flares are back in fashion for them clout chasers, but I'm definitely getting that coat. I'm definitely getting that coat. All them custom guys that make them custom pieces, shout me, bro. So long as it's not a mad thing, then we can talk business because it's not really LV. So you know what I'm trying to say. Don't try to LV me, okay? But yeah, so looked into the story and that, and then the Apple story, like, you know, like I'm thinking this nigga's lit. Like, obviously I was a trapper and all that at the time, and I was watching all these documentaries on them and all that stuff, and then it led me to other people like Nicky Barnes and Frank Lucas, all them other people, yeah. But I'm thinking, bro, this guy was the top of the top in my opinion. So when he's like, yeah, I killed my man, he's just like, yeah, I killed my pips. Then I just snitched on everyone that's not, no one that's in my hood. I'm thinking, in my head, I'm like, this is mad. But I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm like, yeah, say nothing, bro. You do your thing. He's like, when I come out, still gonna be king. I felt that, bro. you feel me? No, felt that.
Still, yeah.
Yeah? I felt that. Mm. Bro, man laughing. And I think men are laughing because man felt it as well. No, you get me?
No, I can't lie. I did still.
Yeah,
I felt that.
So when you go out of jail, I'm thinking, you know, like every so often, paid in full might run. And I would just Google, like, right, where's Apple getting out? Like, because I would. Cause nigga want no. Not to say, nigga want no, bro. And then he's released. Oh yeah, sighting of Alpo in Harlem. I'm excited. Mm. I'm like, bro, niggas really out. Mm. And then whatever. I've done a couple of interviews, called up on some radio shows. Like, bro, I'm a fan. I was tuning in. And this is a snitch. Mm. Like, this is a blatant snitch. Like, the real definition of snitch is providing information to put people in jail. Mm-hmm. That is what a snitch is.
Yeah.
Anything outside of that, can it really be called a snitch? I guess contextually, people will make a case for it to universally be accepted as a snitch, but that's not, you're not actually snitching. When you're trying to get someone put away so you can forego your charges, you are a snitch. Mm. I can't see, and I don't know any other definition of what a snitch is. Maybe you two have different definitions, or maybe you'll shed some light on that and we can back and forth, but that's what a snitch is, and that's exactly what he done, and I fully co-signed it. When Alpo got killed, I was sad. Yeah? When Alpo got killed, when I get back, I'm still going to be the king, rang in my head. I was like, bro, they really got you down like that, and you probably got killed by some young G's, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, what's popping, Kermy, nothing. You just got slapped out the scene, bro. You wasn't even out for like 3 years or nothing. Bro, come on, man. You didn't even get to like hit pussy properly. They slapped you out of the game. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. Vex, man. But yeah, that's even though, like, it's fucked up because, yeah, I will say it like straight because I'm not a capper. I don't condone snitching, but man co-signed Alpo. Mm. And I don't know him from nowhere. You know what I'm trying to say? But if he had snitched on me, would I have that same energy? No, no. Go on.
I feel like you co-signed Rico because, as you said, no one would really care about fucking Alpo if there wasn't a movie. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you co-signed the story because of Paid in Full. Like, it's not really him. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, as much as you say, oh yeah, Alpo, da da da, it was the story of Rico and how Cameron portrayed Rico.
Yeah, but
as opposed to, like, do you get what I'm saying? That made you care about Alpo and stuff like that and whatever. But I just feel like it was more Rico than that. Because Cameron played that. Like, I think Cameron should have probably got fucking, bro, I think he should have got an Oscar for that, bro.
Bro, because that is a real life, like, bio op.
Yeah, anytime. Like, if I see Cameron sometimes, I think, what a fucking snake. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just have a little feeling that, bro. And I'm like, oh, no, he's not him, innit? Like, he's not him, bro. So I get what you're saying, but I think that happens with a lot of shit, especially when it comes to movies and that, because obviously, with all those films, they always have that thing where, like, it looks good, but they're going to make sure at the end niggas get their comeuppance. Like, there's hardly... And this is why I don't really care about Snowfall like that, but... I always wonder how that shit's gonna end. Do you get what I'm saying? Because they want to glamorize the shit, but they also kind of leave that whole message at the end where it's like, it was great, but niggas died. Or it was great, but like even like the fucking real Alpo story, do you know what I mean? Like, it was life. It was great. Yeah, I'm going to be king. And then you got yourself slapped out. You spent what? How long you spent in jail? Maybe like 30 years? 20, 25 years or something?
I think you were in jail in Manzi when man was born. Like, I think you went in jail in 91.
So
he got out of jail like 21.
So he did near enough 30 years. And those 3 years where he was out, you know what I'm saying? I remember I think I saw a video the same as you. Like, I think he was on a bike or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He was living his life. But obviously at the same time, you did something and niggas didn't forget. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you not only did you do something, you had your interviews and that, because I'm sure everyone's seen like his when he's doing the interviews and that, you had all of that. But I'm sure them old school, this, you say that you think you got slapped by like a young nigga. I reckon it was probably someone's son, someone's younger brother or something. You get what I'm saying? Because, man, I remember just reading up on Alpo thing, because I'm like the same as you. When I was kind of enamored by the whole raw Alpo, and I think there was that whole 80s and 90s era of New York where they all seem like fucking superstars, bro. They all seem larger than life, bro.
Yeah.
Like, even there's some Instagram accounts I used to follow and it had all the pictures of...
You had the Twitter thread as well.
Yeah. And you used to I used to give, like, the fucking backstories and everything and Haitian Jack and these kind of... I even saw an interview with Haitian Jack the other day. But I reckon, like, there's still a comeuppance. Like, it's all great. It's all fun. It's all nice. Maybe it's not going to happen to everyone because 6ix9ine's out here just living freely. But...
He's got police.
Yeah. But I reckon it just all catches up to you.
So, yeah, definitely.
So like, I don't. The thing with snitching is that, in all honesty, I don't know how much I give, like, how much I really care. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're brought up. I won't even say conditioned because we're just brought up to know no snitching. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you see the Looney Tunes fucking things when man was young. Like, if you see a police, warn a brother. And you know what I mean? Like, niggas know you're not supposed to snitch. Like, even when you're fucking with your parents and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, don't tattle. Like, don't snitch. You get what I'm saying? Like, why are you always telling? Why are you always telling on your little brother? Why are you always telling on your big brother? Like, it's brought into man's kind of culture, really, to not do that, innit? So, even, like, fucking... I guess in school, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever someone does something bad in school or whatever, like, niggas are always looking at the ones that fucking tell the teacher because you're a snitch. Obviously, that snitching is a different level, but that's, like, the first time where kind of, like, outside of, like, telling on your parents or your brother and that's the first time that you're kind of been taught, that you're kind of thingy, like, okay, no, don't tell. That's the first time. Because even, like, you were saying with the whole, I guess, the pace thing as well, happened, is, like,
he's telling police for
me. Yeah, but we didn't really take it like,
that nigga's a snitch.
Nigga, like, get that nigga out of there.
When what he done is snitching because he's talking to police.
It's mad. But at the same time, man's young and
exactly.
Whatever. Like, I feel like it's funny because I feel like niggas don't mind snitches, in quote, if it benefits them.
Yeah,
like, if a nigga's eating, if a nigga's making bare bread, that snitching thing, like, niggas will still be around, man. They'll still be around, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't you know my man's a snitch? Yeah, but my man's the plug. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's a bit, like, honestly, I don't know how much I care, bro.
I think the snitching thing for me, I think, like what you were saying, everyone mixes it and makes it confusing and makes it, this is snitching, but this is not snitching, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But snitching is really only, it only holds weight in a certain lifestyle, innit? Because let's just say, for example, a working class man sees something and he phones the police. I'm on that side of who's doing the crime. Oh, my man snitched on me. But he's not part of your lifestyle. Part of nothing. He feels a danger for something and he calls the police. Man are now saying, oh, yeah, my man's a snitch. He's not a snitch,
he's
bro.
A civilian, bro.
Yeah, like, that's a civvy. So the young kids now, it's like they twist and turn, that's snitching, that's not snitching. And then, like what you said, now they're endorsing some snitches because it helps their image, it helps their pockets, it helps them look lit on the gram, it helps them do this and do that, when it's like, so, but that's a whole nother topic on just, like, I think morals.
Yeah, and what's real and what's not.
Is at an all-time low. Like, niggas just want clout. Like, it's not even money no more. Like, back in, like, when we used to go through, like, the 80s and 90s Twitter feeds and these niggas was on bread. It's bread they want. It's not the fame and the, cool, they got mashes and they kill it. But it's bread they're all on. Now, man just want clout, fam. Like, man just want to, like, the same thing we spoke about, man, on Snapchat talking about.
Don't run.
man are on tunes talking the worst. Like, the thing I sent you.
Oh, what? The Instagram thing?
The TikTok thing, fam. That
oh,
I sent
yeah.
Man are talking worst. Like, if police hear that, it's a wrap.
Bro, I saw something the other day. Oh, I should have sent it to the man then. Dude, it was like an Instagram post of a youth and his brethren, yeah? And he was talking about his brethren, like he was so proud of him, like, yeah, he would come up together, da-da-da-da. I saw you grow in front of me. I saw you kill, ba-ba-ba-ba. Do you know what I mean? I was so proud of him.
What?
I was so proud of you, my nigga, know what I mean? I felt like you grew up in front of me.
Wow.
I'm thinking, yo, because that... So is he a snitch? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I guess everyone lives by their own code, innit? But if you're in the street life, you live by a certain code, you live by certain morals. And I feel like rule one of those street commandments is don't snitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I also feel like it's very like, just like what Con said, like it's very obscure on what the definition of that is. It's an act called Don't Tell Police. Now Gunn is a snitch because and don't give a shit about these people.
Yeah.
And Gunn is a snitch because fucking he took a plea deal or something. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden everyone, I feel like if that happens and it ends, niggas calling man a snitch.
Yeah, they are. But then it's weird. Say in the streets now, one man fucks the next man's gal, and the man them know. The youth that fucked the gal is saying that if you men tell, then you're a snitch. Is that snitching?
That's what I'm trying to say. Both.
Like snitching.
The word snitch has been warped.
It's hard, isn't it?
In another reality.
Yeah.
Like it's weird. The terminology of snitching is so battered. Yeah. It's broken down so much that it's so stamped on that it's like just everyone's a snitch basically.
It doesn't really mean anything.
No, they don't.
Man are talking about sieves. The whole sieve shit, they don't make no sense to me because. When it comes to civilians, man will say in one breath that not telling, the code of not telling came down from a man's parents. Mm-hmm. Also, man's parents, they're not street people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't, and that's something that they didn't like to see. Most people's parents are stand up people mm-hmm. and they still didn't want to see no one grasses on anybody else, mm-hmm. especially their kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for most of the man them in our generation, especially from the hood, mm-hmm. the streets ain't where you learned it. Mm-hmm. That's not where you learned that. Mm-hmm. So if me and my bro are in the same house and we're kids and our mum's telling us not to tell regardless of what the situation is, mm-hmm. and then I turn to a street nigga and he's a civilian and he snitches, he's still a snitch, mm-hmm. okay? If you put someone in jail, sorry, mate, you're a snitch. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, the man can't get co-signed because of the life choices that you made.
I think you can. I think it depends on the background because you say civilians, but let's say a fucking 35-year-old from or 40-year-old from fucking Hampstead Heath sees a crime and that, like, as much as you can say, all right, he's a snitch because he told the action of the police, it's like he ain't living by your code, bro. So like in your world, he's a snitch, but just a normal fucking, just a normal
different
citizen.
Words.
It's like so words. If like. God forbid, yeah, if you know that your brethren does something with a girl or something like that, you get what I'm saying? Does the mad thing or whatever. Like, you know, innit? And you get called. Maybe you're both there together, whatever. It happens. The police fucking take you both in. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So where do we go from here? Mm. Because does that code still apply now? Because it's fucking with the morals now. Like, does that code of, I'm not going to tell because...
That's what Bruce said, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I was brought up to not tell the police.
But someone got raped. So yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's mixed in so
it's brazy.
Weirdly.
It's brazy. And it's like, I can't remember my man's name, bro. But my man was saying it. And I'm not going to talk about the situation that caused him to say it because it's still kind of fresh. It's still kind of sensitive and all that other stuff. I want to talk about two things, but... This brother was like, listen, you see, like, when you will, this whole snitch movement and cancel shit is a very internet based. Because in real life, you know that my man killed him and he's your bedroom, but because he's a gunman and you don't want him slapping a corn at your house or your mum's, yeah, because he still lives in the hood, you ain't gonna say nothing, bro. Mm. You ain't gonna say nothing. Uh-huh. But if If a youth that you thought was not really worthy, he might have been your associate and he killed your brethren and you didn't really owe him no loyalty, you might just say, brother, it was him. You might just do that. You know what I'm trying to say? So I don't. You're now giving evidence because obviously your brethren's died. Whether you're a civilian or a street nigga, you don't care for him. And he's killed your brethren, and you know he did it, or you was there, or someone told you with confidence. Yeah, if man are looking for. You will give that information to the police for free. If you're a civilian, you'll gladly give it for free. Mm-hmm. But does that make it any less snitching? Like the other dog, another situation like with people. I'll put it to you, man, innit? Because I don't shout out to street niggas, but I definitely don't see myself as a street nigga. I'm a civilian now.
Shout out to street
niggas. I'm Niki. I don't want no trouble. I just wanna. Like raise my kids, take trips, work, drive,
and whenever you ask,
drive through any ends. I'm good. You know what I'm trying to say. I don't even need tints, bro. Like that's how my life is. I can do a fishbowl. Like it's cool. Anyway, so tell me this now, yeah. All of us, yeah, because I don't give a fuck. Anyway, niggas call me a snitch, bro, because. My reputation doesn't. You can't pop it down. It's left. You get me? But niggas, you've left nightclub. Niggas have come out. They put a mash on your skin. Yeah, and they've taken your AP. Yeah, your AP is you got insurance on your AP. Yeah, you're in the police station now because you have to make a statement because you've been robbed. Okay. Yeah. They want you to give them any. They want you to make a statement because you have to make a statement in order to get the reference number, your insurance claim for your AP because you've been robbed. Yeah, really and truly, the bad man street niggas are probably gonna get shot over that AP because that's what life's all about. You get what I'm saying? Like, gotta protect my things. I'm a bad man. All that gangster shit. Anyway, what do you do in that situation? Because the information that you give on the statement is going to lead to arrests. And it's not going to be a thing where they get your AP, give it to you, no harm done, you never got shot, you're all right, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Cool, is it AP? Niggas are getting armed robbery charges and they're going to jail. All
right, so with that same statement, because, cool, with that same statement, yeah, are these people, they're ballied up? Or anything, or it's bareface. You know who the niggas that is.
You know who the niggas is.
That's mad.
Okay,
you,
cool.
You know who the niggas is, bro.
But me is me not telling gonna affect me getting my.
Of course it is.
Yeah, insurance. Yeah, yeah, you course not telling, but saying that I don't know who it is.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's gonna fuck up your insurance claim.
It's tight.
Like, like
it's niggas, my turn.
Niggas robbed you outside of the club, barefaced. Yeah. And you can't even give the police like what they look like, what they were wearing, nothing. All you saw, all you're gonna do in there is say, I looked down at my wrist, whilst I was looking at my wrist, someone was taking my watch off. Yeah. That's it. And if you say anything like that, your insurance claim is just gonna be void because for whatever reason, So you got your 35 bag AP, and you need to basically give information that can lead to an arrest. In order to have a successful insurance claim and get your 35 bag kettle back,
sadly, I'm gonna charge it. I'm gonna charge it to the game.
Can't lie. Bro, I'm laughing, but I'm charging it as well. Don't get twisted.
I can't lie. I'm taking it else still.
Don't get twisted, bro.
Because
if I weren't gonna charge it, what was the point of insurance?
Yeah.
I might as well just let it ride. You feel me? Yeah. You feel me? And obviously, in these situations. In these situations, you have to do what is necessary in order to get insured. If take it even simpler than that, take all the gun and badness out of it. Uh-huh. Bro, if you run into the back of me or something happens in a car incident, where it's my word against yours, bro, it's your fault. And yeah. I'm telling the feds it's your fault. Yeah. I'm telling everyone that cares to listen. It was all you, baby.
That's funny. You know what? That's really interesting as well because, cool. We've all decided commonly we're going to charge it because we're going
to
charge it.
Well, it has to be charged, knows, bro.
Fuck it.
Bro, my insurance
knows of us, though.
I genuinely. Other people. Do you know what's crazy about? I'm thinking about it and I genuinely couldn't go through with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. In fact, I know why, man. It's just because of how a man was raised. And also, you know what dangers come. If you're deciding to have them kind of things, you know what dangers come with it.
Fam. I can't lie, because I wouldn't be wearing my AP to that party.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, it could have been a nice party, fam, but you
don't matter. Outside, niggas came outside. Yeah, it can happen, man. Niggas come outside.
I know where I'm wearing my things, fam.
Let me tell you. No, but
no niggas are there.
No, but the thing is, it can happen.
Yeah, no, of course.
Because it don't need to be in the party. Yeah, it could be outside. Someone could have lined you.
Yeah,
bro.
Of course.
You know how people are. Someone could have lined
family
you.
Member.
But I feel like with the snitching way family members, I am. Confident enough to say to both of you as well, yeah. With the way man was raised, I can't see any of us going, you know what? It was so and so.
It's hard. That's a difficult one.
Like it's not happening, bro. It's actually not.
No, but no. I'm not saying that you have to outright snitch. This is the thing because of the way that snitching is warped.
Mm-hmm. But even because saying about their clothes and everything,
if niggas see anyhow. That statement reaches the ape honcho any blog page of Shade Borough, we know about
Air
you.
Forces, huh? Yeah.
Air Forces,
and man says
the Joey State.
Nigga had a mole. Nigga had Fuck Life tattoo on his neck. Like fam. And that shit's in the database.
Yeah, and it leads to arrest. One man.
And do you know what's fucking funny about this whole thing? Honestly, we all know how fucking stupid it is. Yeah. We know how fucking stupid taking this L is going to be. Genuinely, as genuine people, we're like, this is some dumb shit. Mm. Like, but it's how man was raped. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's bro. So crazy, bro.
Old habits die hard.
Die hard, bro. I can't imagine that. Like, and I know, fuck the comments or whatever. Mm. I know I'd be going home like, 55 bucks.
Bro, $55. No, like the feds will give you a card, like, bro, if you remember anything else.
And you know the funny thing is, it won't even touch man's wallet.
Oh, bro,
it might not even go in man's car, bro. That's and you know, you know it's so dumb, but you know the moment that thing touches your wallet, snitch, like you can hear it. snitch.
Can you imagine if someone come in your car and see that?
Hold on.
Well, Jay, what's this? What? A detective did it?
No. My car got run into. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I want to go back to that whole car thing because like, all right, cool. If we're saying the snitch thing is like no snitching, you know what I mean? Across the board, yeah? A nigga hits your car and that, you're going to have to give something.
Bro.
So what? Is that snitching? Because based on the laws, the unwritten rules.
I can't lie. I've been in that situation a few times and I haven't told on no one.
I don't give a fuck what man says.
So what happened? You just charge it?
No, they either pay me. I'm just going to fix it. Like, I can't be bothered.
I'm taking pictures of the
Yeah. I'm taking pictures to scare them.
Yeah.
But I just know this is an L for me. Like, I either got to fix it or I'm pressuring them to send me peas to fix it.
Bro.
But I can't tell.
Yeah, maybe the man may have been enough. Like,
minor car accidents, maybe.
And I'm not saying this like I'm a bad driver or anything like that. Yeah. I'm just saying, you get me? If a nigga comes out of nowhere, runs the light,
boom,
licks my car, if my car's still mobile, I'm following them.
Yeah. I done that other day.
Pull over.
That's for 1 second. And as soon as I can like box them in, I will.
Yeah.
The car's fucked already.
Of course, yeah, exactly.
You might as well run the risk, bro. Mm-hmm. Might as well just do it. But even if I get out of the car now and, bro, I'm immediately looking for other snitches.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it me?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't you. Yeah, thank you. See you. Stay.
Can I have your number? Can I have your bro?
Name and number. Yeah, make sure. Yeah, he's drunk as well.
Yeah, he's drunk.
Yeah, bro.
Stay there. Bro, don't go nowhere.
Don't go anywhere. Yeah, he's drunk. Yeah. Call the police. Get him down there. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's mad because I saw someone do that on Snapchat, you know. Someone ran into them and they chased them down. And the youth was drunk, and he had it all on Snap.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where he's going?
Oh, I seen that one as well.
You seen it, innit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guess where that nigga's going? Yeah, he's going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mad because is it stitching? niggas were prepared to do this just so their insurance premiums don't go up next year.
Yeah.
This ain't 30 bag kettle.
Yeah, exactly.
This is an extra £60 a month. We're talking about £600-700. You get what I'm trying to say? Man. So I don't know, man.
Do you know what it is? I really respect the street niggas that stay by that code, like no matter what. You know, like you hear them, let's say, like, say if your mum's house got run into.
Yeah, all of that, yeah.
I say, brother, for you to keep that straight line, like you're really far. Like I don't rate it in certain situations. I'll be real, but fair enough. You know your code and you're sticking to it. That car situation, fam. You know what's so funny? Just dialing it. Snitch.
Well, even when my girl was pregnant, a man had to phone the ambulance and all that. I'm like, phone it or. Yeah, mummy, phone us. Like, there's a certain...
Bro's calling 112 just because he just wanna get around.
He's got an emergency. You don't wanna report a crime.
Bro, it's so sneaky, Like it's actually so immature.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of habits in me that I've gone with from young days to now that have a hold on me.
Also, man just doesn't trust police.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
Just in general. Oh, like,
of course not.
Do you know what I mean? So like that I think that's probably alongside the whole cold and the man know what they're like, fam.
Yeah, come on.
Man know what they're like. So it's just inherent in man to never trust a police person.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what, I don't even give a fuck. The way I'm talking, it looks like I'm such a snitch advocate. Yeah. But listen, I get it. I don't trust the police either. Yeah, because who trusts the police in this country? They're not really policing much, especially in man's culture. But that aside, we're right now on the topic of snitching.
Mm-hmm.
If I seen you shoot someone, and they're dead and they're doing an investigation, and I say Tem's done it, you're getting arrested, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to. There don't need to be a trust element there.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting nicked. Mm-hmm. No two ways about it.
Mm. Yeah.
This is where he lives. He done it.
Yeah.
This is where he put the gun. That's where it is.
Okay.
They're going to those two spots.
Yeah.
You're going straight to the slab. Your feet are not even going to touch the floor. Yeah. You're going straight to jail, bro.
So if you
quid pro quo, you get this information exchange.
This is this conversation is such a like niggas in a room.
Yeah,
junk high chatting shit conversation. Like, this is the first like proper like. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Nigga convo.
Because do you know what it is? Because there's so many like. But what if this?
Yeah.
Would you snitch if? But like, I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah, because this is so. It's so like. It's the older I get, the more like the ifs. I'm just thinking this is actually childish. Because
yeah, it is.
Like if man witnesses a crime, more than likely man ain't saying nothing. Like, more than likely, like, in all honesty, like, sorry, just charge that, my friend. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's more than likely. I just feel that I cannot see myself conforming to something like, no, you know what? He done this. Like, anything that is of a certain level, I shut off from. Like, it's like, you know what? God will deal with it. Like, I can't. Nah. Yeah, it's just like, whoa, you done that?
All right, cool.
You know what? I can't even chat to you.
So, boom, your brethren gets poked up. Mm. God forbid.
Mm.
You know the brother.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? The police has got you, the fucking CCTV.
Yeah.
They see you going, oh my God. Do you know what I mean? And they I know, that's my name. They come to you like, my man had no value on her. It's at a party or whatever. Mm. Like, yo, your best friend was stabbed. I just don't even want to bring them kind of things.
I know.
But anyway, that happens. Mm. Cool. You're in that room now. Are you on the same vibe of I'll let God handle it?
Well, it's not God, because it's this. Well, I said this to someone else. Like, I'm sure everyone's seen it. There's a video. Yeah, sorry to swear, but there's a video of a mum getting pressured, Brixton, and her son.
Yeah, pressured.
Apparently done something to that, and they're trying to punch out the mum.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a few videos, not like that, but certain things. And I keep saying. Up, you know who for fighting because there's certain things that can that not can only because anything can happen to anyone, but certain things is only going to happen to certain people that can get away with it because in a situation where, God forbid, that anything like that ever happens, yeah, but my mind isn't in the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a bad boy. I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm not nothing of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
But the morals that man has grown with.
Bunk is coming right
now. Yes, yes. Yeah, jungle justice.
Like, you just feel it's like, nah, like they can't do no justice for what I've seen
yeah.
and what I've had to witness and what I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, what are you not going to do? Oh, yeah, he's gone to jail for then he's in there rapping, fucking.
How many times did I get down?
Cooking in the fucking, like, man, see how most of these jail niggas, like, okay, cool, he might get broke, he might get, but man's living in there, man's got gal coming in there, sex and guards, what a man's got niggas in prison, man know how it gets. Mm-hmm. What, so I'm going to make you go, no, like, I'm going to feel like I have to do something, innit? Mm. So, not to talk, so, you know.
But just the
slight thought of anything like that puts the anger in me now. Like, what? Like, so, yeah, no, I can't.
All right, cool. Same time, yeah. Sorry.
I've got it ready for you now, bro. All
right, go.
Listen, yeah. Listen to me, and I'll tell you this, yeah. And I want everyone in the room, to listen. Mm-hmm. Get me, yeah? Because man make it all tragic about guns, knives. Yeah, that's the streets.
Yeah.
But niggas love to co-sign. I see it in the comment sections because I love the controversy just as much as anybody else on social media. He's a civilian.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't really in that life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay. Bro, listen. Yeah? You're on the roads and then you get older, as we do, and you're not on the roads no more. You're a stand-up guy.
Mm.
And even when you're on the roads, he was on the roads for peas. You didn't kill no one.
Yeah.
You didn't have no beef with no one. You ain't got no ops, nothing like that, yeah? But there's niggas that didn't like you because you're making money. Jealousy thing, whatever. Mm. You're out in the shopping centre. Normal day, your missus, your kids. Niggas say, yo, Joey.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
Yo, Joey. You turn around, your missus turns around, kids turn around. Niggas start surrounding you. They bruck you up. They bruck up your missus. Bruck up your missus. Kids are all running off, scared, traumatised, don't know what's going on. It's a mad pattern. You go down to the police station, you make a statement. Your missus, who is a civilian, because most of them are, not in a sexist way, but they are, she knows that you know who brought her up. Had the kids, life's never going to be the same.
Of course,
You know what I'm trying to say? They've seen something that they listen. Never,
Therapy, everything.
Come on.
It's
mad. She knows for a fact you know because they know
because
you.
Because they said, yo, Joey.
Yeah.
Or yo, whoever.
Telling me you're going to sit in that station and not say nothing to those feds?
Yeah.
You're going
to
sit there?
And I'm going to talk to her after. We're going to have a conversation.
And you're going
to
look, you're going to look your missus
in the eye and say, baby, let me handle it. Yeah, let me sort this.
Yeah.
I brought this on you.
On God.
And I know it's immature.
On God.
I know this.
It's so childish. And I know, bro.
I get it.
Because I know you. You ain't snitching.
Yeah.
No, but that's besides the point. Yeah. I'm not going to the shop. I'm joking. But listen. And I'm scenarios out there, because obviously this is just hypothetical.
This is a fake
situation.
So
you can say whatever you want.
But until you're in it.
Say whatever you want. But what are you going to do after?
No,
I want to know.
I have no clue.
I know, but I'm not saying on camera. Like, I know, like, it's.
Rav,
that's what I'm saying.
It's mad. It's mad because all of us, you all of a sudden go from civilian
to back to the streets.
It's true. You can't really make excuses for civilian people.
Yeah.
No, I hear you in that context.
And I say that it's not even a civilian situation because Tem said, like, touched on it earlier. Like, well, I don't know why we care about these people. I don't really care about Ghana. But what? Ghana is lit, fam. I don't know if people think Ghana is this. I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
There's certain things, like, you see the R. Kelly thing?
Yeah.
Like, I can't really, like, you know, I can't really condone.
Yeah.
So I can't really play that at my wedding now.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
I can't really,
true.
Happy people can't really play.
It's
I can't really do it.
His thing's tainted magic. Yeah.
Oh, bro got another 20 the other day.
Yeah, bro.
Like, this ain't even.
Yeah,
it's mad.
Do you know the thing is? The only thing with
Ghana, fam. I'm banging Gunna. The tunes are getting thumped in my car.
The only problem I have with that whole situation in it, like, fuck it, people do what they want in it.
What, Gunna?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing I have with that is.
You also, all the childish niggas that say, I said banging Gunna.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. I paused in my head. I paused in my head.
I know. There's like. Yeah, in the comment section, there's definitely the. Yeah, so yeah. You know what I'm trying to say?
White police.
Just gotta say pause quickly. Yeah.
We did it. I mean, you did the thingy police in the start of the episode. So you know, what I mean, you're as childish as them. Anyway, moving on. So the Gunna thing, yeah. The only problem I have with that whole situation is the fact that, not even a problem, because it's not even my business. But like, you signed up. You quote unquote signed up. Mm. Yeah. This is my whole problem with these whole situations. You've signed up. You're on rhythms. Stating that you would, I can't remember what he said, but he's definitely stated like he'll rather kill himself than do. Do you know what I mean? Like, niggas have all stated this because, as you said, even when niggas are rapping, it's hypothetical situations. Like, niggas are rapping, like, I'd rather done before I snitch. Like, even the whole thing with, the Freddie Gibbs thing. Like,
anyway, cool.
You said it on multiple records on tunes with Young Thug. Like, you know what I mean? So, it's like, where are your. Not that I care about your morals because we're only here for your music. But at the same time, all right, you're in the street life. You know, you're telling man in songs consistently that you're in the street life. You're not fucking Frank Ocean. You're not The Weeknd. You're in this life. You're saying snitches get this. Guns for snitches. All of this. Then you do the same thing. So now when man's listening to the rhythms.
But did he snitch though?
No, but this is what I'm saying. That's up for interpretation. Yeah, the whole plea deals taking a plea. Like, do you know what I mean?
Man will have to break down.
I'll be real. Yeah. Niggas don't care about breaking it down. Like,
I don't care.
No one on the internet cares because it's only the internet. I know, obviously, and the thing is, obviously the rappers are going to follow the internet. They will have their codes and that. You get what I'm saying? Little Baby, obviously, whatever. All these people, cool, whatever, innit? Cool. They will have their codes and whatever. But the internet judgment sometimes is final.
Of course it's final.
So sometimes it's all the time, bro.
So the internet judgment is final. So man have said, he's a snitch. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
cool.
Niggas, sorry, yeah, it was so funny, yeah, is that like less than a week after my man came at Joel, the whole situation. Like, there was a little dirt leak here where he's dissing him and that. I was niggas quick. Like, niggas are really living this. Like, niggas are really in the studio all the time. Like, you know what I mean?
And like I said, yeah, don't get it confused. Mm-hmm. And, anyone that is smarter than me, please educate me. Snitching is when you give the police evidence that leads to someone either getting arrested and going to prison, like, seriously furthering their investigation, or niggas going to jail. Mm-hmm. So, if Gunna is a snitch, but Young Thug busts his case. Mm-hmm. Is he a snitch?
I mean, yeah. I mean, not in that situation. But like, let's say it's person A and person B, and person A gives some sort of information that gets someone arrested or in jail. But then the person B or whatever has a great lawyer and then gets them out of court. The action was still taken. Yeah. Like the action of it was still taken, but you just had a great lawyer that got you off. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it'll be the same with the 6ix9ine situation. The 6ix9ine said he done all this pointing fingers and that.
But then and
I can't remember who's the brother that was his manager.
Yeah.
Shotty. If Shotty got out of jail and bust case, like,
he's still a snitch.
And the thing is,
because he pointed the finger and said, it was him.
I just feel like the internet just ran with the fact that we saw this guy saying yes ma'am and asking his YSL gang, like, that's and for people who are probably the majority of people are so far removed from this whole snitching thing, it's like it's the same trolls or whatever that do the go ride for your brethren and that. Do you know what I mean? All these fucking fake accounts and that. That is enough to sway the internet's perception of that person. And the funny thing is, I always think in those situations, like, this is your form of living. Like, you're a rapper. This is your form of income. Like, one of your only forms of income is this. And you have made it clear throughout your songs and throughout everything that you're not going to do that. Yeah. So what do you think genuinely is going to happen? Like, are you not thinking after that? Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's like, are you not thinking...
all right, this is gonna ruin my career. Because like rap is your career, like don't like let's not beat around the bush. So you're not thinking, oh shit, if I do this, it's gonna ruin my career. Or am I like, bro, jail is long, I don't wanna be here no more. Yeah, what this, it's I'm that. Out. Yeah. I'll deal with all the consequences. Yeah, I got money in my bank, this, I'm that, I'm good. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's the same with street niggas. If all your friends are street niggas, everyone you know is a street nigga. Yeah. You've all lived by the code. You're not making as much money as Gunner and that. You get in that situation and you're like, yo, I need to go home, bro.
It's tight.
It's tight.
It gets heavy.
Like, I always want to talk to one of these people because I'm like, at that point, you should have started fixing up your CV. Like, you should have started doing, you should have started doing something so left because you know, like, the only way that I feel like niggas bypass the snitching thing is, as I said at the beginning, is if a man makes a lot of money. Because then...
Yeah, but Gunner makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's all the 6ix9ine.
But they, like...
Allegedly.
No, but I think it's a difference between being, like, making street money or whatever, the plug, and your career. Because Gunner makes a lot of money, but Gunner's now been ostracized by the rap community. Like, quote, unquote. Because all the rappers are unfollowing, all that. Like, apparently he's releasing a new project, and they don't even have, like, the fucking... like the normal producers on there and that, and like no one wants to be
the producers,
bro. No one wants to be there. Was like no Weezy out of here, no Metro Boomin, no this, no that. Do you know what I mean? And the only person, the funny thing about this whole thing is, it's like football. Rap fans are as fickle as football fans, as sports fans in general. Everyone's just fickle as fuck. Because if Young Thug was to come out and say my man's not a snitch, all of a sudden, like I don't know how I would feel if I was him. Because
Niggas spun the block on you. Yo, my brother.
Like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This is why I just, like, I genuinely don't care about this because it's so, there's so many layers and it's like, people are going to sway no matter what. No matter what happens, or if my man releases a banger, like an undeniable banger, what happens then? Everyone's like, I'm not listening to his 6ix9ine's not a good rapper. He's not a good artist. So it was easy for the rap community.
Yeah, people are dying to not like
him. To not like him in it. They were just waiting for a reason. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But if Gunner comes out of a rhythm that's like, oh shit, this shit's slapping.
Which is likely.
Yeah.
Very likely.
Yeah.
Because
what? Does
Gunner's a hit maker.
Does he stop getting playlisted then? Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
does he stop getting
playlisted? Does he not get radio play?
Nah, he will.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's
yeah, because you're stepping into it. I know how it is with the culture, and because the rap community is close to the streets. But when it comes to the playlisting, radio play, that's business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pound or dollar signs. You know what I'm trying to say? So I think it will be slightly different. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like for the basis of this podcast, like this is a cool conversation, like, but generally, like, fam, these niggas are gonna do what they do, bruv. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, these people are gonna do what they do. This is what I'm saying. Like, it's such a bedroom conversation.
Yeah, it's
like a
cool. So I got one that I've been seeing. I saw it yesterday, actually. Yeah.
Recent thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the situation is still snitching.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say. You go and do something, yeah? Or you've been doing it for years with your boy. You're on the road, you are both, whatever. And then, God forbid, he pop passes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oh, what, the TI thing?
Yeah.
That's hilarious, bro.
And then now, you get caught up in something that you lot would have done back then. And they're like, yeah, my man done this. Or they're like, who had the gun in the car? My man had it. But my man's dead. And it's like, oh, okay, well, he was in the car with you, so okay, cool. Is that snitching then?
Yeah, it is. Like, it is. But, like, it definitely is, but fuck it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, niggas know where it is. But
would you,
like,
do that?
To get out of jail, would you snitch on your dead brethren and say, yo, he done all of this?
I won't even cap. Yes, I will.
We're not cutting this part of the fucking pod.
I know.
But yes, I will. And if you watch the podcast at these kind of times, it really fucks with you.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If niggas dead already, yeah, then we'll have a conversation on the other side, bro.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie,
see you at the crossroads.
I'm not gonna lie,
right,
bro. If you're a real nigga, like, this is what I'm thinking. If it's one of the brothers, them,
hold on.
Brother, I'll spit, bruv. When I go to sleep, we'll dream, bruv. And we can reason because there's not. If you call me, I say, you're a dickhead, fam. What do you mean you're dead at? Like, come, do you know what I mean? Like,
who can tell me I can't blame it on you and you're my nigga?
And you're gone, fam.
You can't tell me nothing.
Bro, bro, I'm letting it known. Obviously, the man name ain't, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, cool. As long as it's not Ari or something like that, get me. If the man need to get out of something, and I'm gone.
Yeah. Use me, fam.
Bro,
use me.
Listen, let me put this.
Say it, you know what I'm saying?
Let me put this, like, to not to bed, yeah, because I'm not part of the situation. I'm not little Boosie. I'm not none of that, yeah. I ain't calling niggas out. I ain't doing none of that. But how, if, okay, let's go back to the situation, yeah? And I'm not going to use T.I. because I don't know who he's talking about. I don't know who's the dead nigga or whatever, yeah? But let's just say it's one of the men them is unfortunately passed away. And they're saying who done the shooting and who had the mash and blah, 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 blah. If I'm saying it's my nigga that's passed away and it wasn't even him.
Oh, yeah, that's a mad one.
How am I a snitch?
That's mad.
That's a mad one.
I'm trying to get off, bro.
Yeah?
Let me be, bro. How? You can't confirm whether it was him or not.
Yeah,
no one that was there, that wasn't there, can't confirm whether I'm actually snitching or just, not.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do, is strategically get off with this, doing this charge.
Yeah, of course.
So who are you? Who are you to call me a snitch? Who are you to even think I'm a snitch? Yeah,
that's true.
I'm saying you had it, but obviously, When it's all said and done, we might have to have another conversation at another interview, but because niggas are going to ask, like,
tell us more.
Did he really have it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Tell us
but
more.
Some niggas are moist because some niggas won't even think it through and be like, yeah, I'm going to use that one. And they'll get in the jam and try to blame someone that wasn't even there.
Yeah,
I can't lie. I think it was Granny, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Granny had it, but Granny was it.
Once again, yeah.
She went in the car.
Once again, shout out them foreign niggas that are just
linear.
Shout them out because they ain't doing that. They're not doing nothing like that. Born alone, die alone. You know what I'm saying, fam? They know, fam.
Fuck like.
Shout those niggas out because I hope you lot are not broke, fam. Do you know what I mean, fam? Like, because
that's what a boat boils down to be honest.
Bro, it's tight out here, bro.
Niggas got too many. Listen, if you got duty solicitor, then, bruv. They're telling you to go no comment. So they're basically saying you go no comment, and then you go no. So this is how they fuck you anyway. Yeah, you get nicked. You're in the police station, looking on the wall. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired or whatever it says? Yeah, you're there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you go in. You're fucking dusty, dirty, dusty, stinking of fags. Mm-hmm. Fucking duty solicitor comes in, and they're like, they're like, go no comment. You're thinking, bro, you're all there, you're hungry, you fucking got sleep in your eyes and that. You're thinking, yeah, they're with me. Like, we're going to go no comment. Like, this is what they do in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then two twos now, you're getting charged.
Mm-hmm. You're getting charged.
Bro, it's only in the pettiest of situations and the most inconclusive of situations where niggas go no comment and then hit up Sarge at the end of the day and he's like, it's your stuff. Bro, you're getting charged, bro. Mm-hmm. We want to see you return to the police station at this time, or we want to see you in court here, or you're going straight to the slammer now, tomorrow morning. So get back on your blue mattress, bro.
Oi, did you ever, like, this bit could be cut or whatever, but you see when your situations, any of the man's situations happen, have you ever tried to fucking lie,
I was just going to talk about it. Go on.
And then you're just like, the lies are too much. They're not making any sense. Like, even in your
that's why no comment just saves time,
bro. And then when they're reading your shit back, you're like, wait, no. Why she said this?
That's why no comment helps.
Fuck your days,
like, that's why. Like, when I said that I was in the police station and I thought it was a G said no comment. It helped all the way up into this. But that's what. But
you saw Sard, bro.
Yeah. But that's what I was gonna get into. There's a lot of people. Now, I have so much to say about snitching, not snitching, he's this, he's that, blah, blah, blah. I will never snitch. I'm a G. I'm this, I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Never been in the situation to even know what it feels like to, are you going to snitch or not? Like, they're just chatting off the manual of the street code. I'm a real nigga. I have to do this. I didn't tell in school. I didn't. Mm-hmm. No, you've never been in the situation where your life could go down the drain. And that
over your life, bruv, because niggas be snitching for less. Let's not act like it's live, bruv. It might be a year, bruv. Niggas are like, yo, I ain't did no year.
That year is too long.
Do you know what I mean? Niggas are out here like acting like they've been in a situation where they've looked in the face and said, yeah, no comment.
This is why, like, it's just genuinely like, it's because, bro, like, who cares, yeah, but it's more of a case of like, it's all hypothetical until you're in a situation. Yeah. And I feel like, you know what I mean? All the street niggas, no, not street niggas, you lot should just, you know what I mean? Do you know what it is? Yeah. It's like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what, to some people, not everyone, what matters more, and it goes into that whole caring what people think kind of thing, because it matters more that you can say, I didn't snitch on my brethren. Some people, it's like, you know what, I'm not snitch, like, that's my nigga. Fuck it, we both in this together. Do you know what I mean? Because another fake situation is, you got what I'm saying? Your brethren's doing something. He's like, oh, bro, drop me somewhere, please. Like, I'm just going to chill or something. You got what I'm saying? I'm going to link again. You're like, no problem, my nigga, I'll drop you. Police, get me, stop the car, whatever. Search the nigga, machine everywhere. Like, he just rambled up. You know what I'm saying? Now in that situation, yeah, if they're asking to always put his bag in the back of the seat, in that situation, now they're in the finger room and they're saying, yeah, whose bag is it? And he's saying, I don't know whose bag it is.
Do you know how much men have done that?
Isn't he a snitch then? Or isn't he he's a snake. Not a snitch, he's a snake.
Yeah, he's a snake.
So what would you do in that situation? Because abide into this code of I'm not snitching. That's your brethren's bag. Your brethren came in a car with a bag. But your brethren did not tell you what's in the bag. He told you, he didn't even need to tell you that he's going to sleep with a guy into a girl's house. He had the bag. You get what I'm saying? Stop now. So now what? We're both going to jail, my brother? Like,
is snitching if you're confessing to something? Because you can't snitch on your own crime.
Yeah. I mean, you can snitch on yourself.
But is it snitching though?
Like pleading guilty? Oh. Or what do you mean?
Like, the same situation, and a man says, you know what? That's my thing still. You never had nothing to do with it. Like, you can't snitch on yourself.
That nigga's probably seen as more thorough and a real nigga for doing that.
Yeah. He gets the world brownie points.
I'm saying, like, it's all about, like, the brownie points of being a real nigga. Yeah.
Sneaky.
It's sneaky, but it's the same reason that niggas weren't running.
Yeah.
When it was time for war. Not because they are like, I'm down for this kind. It's like, I know if I run,
all of the realness, all of my realness measurements are getting...
It's like, gone.
All the realness, my realness achievements.
It's gone, bro.
Purple Heart is getting ripped off my fucking...
It's gone.
Off my thing, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
no man's overall street level, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, FIFA, bro. Man's old, man's FUT going, is going.
Backwards, bro.
It's going down, I'm but bronze like, now.
It's crazy, and this is obviously only my opinion on that, but it's crazy that people, again, I'm not a snitch advocate, bro. I need to just keep putting that out there. Yeah. God. I'm thinking about the things that I've said over the past hour.
Yeah.
And like, I'm reflecting.
Bro, I was thinking the same thing like 20 minutes ago.
And I'm thinking like, bro, like this nigga's trying to give people encouragement to the grass.
Do you know what it is?
It's like, it's funny because the same culture that niggas feel embrace not telling and respect it so highly and like they support that shit so much, yeah. They really, really don't care about your life.
Yeah.
Like they really don't care. They really don't care. Mm. Like it's, and again, it's, these things are a lot more like well documented when it comes to Americans, isn't it? Because like it just so happens, isn't it? Maybe it's just bigger landmass, more people, especially more niggas. So maybe, but I'm gonna use Bobby Shmurda as a prime example of this, because, one, in my opinion, Bobby Shmurda, music artist, had a big hit like a classic. I don't know if he's actually a good artist. He just had a banger on a verse. It wasn't even his tune like that. Yeah. You get me?
That was a meme, basically.
And then 6ix9ine, who did snitch and wasn't really a good artist. And in my opinion only, 6ix9ine and Bobby Shmurda are in the same place.
If what, musically, any,
if, musically mm-hmm. if anything, 6ix9ine is in a better position.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm trying to say, yeah? Mm-hmm. When Bobby Shmurda didn't snitch, everyone was like, oh, what a gangster, what mm-hmm. a G, blah, blah, blah. He got out of jail. Niggas was clout chasing, going around, giving him fucking wads of money and mm-hmm. buying him rollies and that, like he's a fucking bad B and that,
mm-hmm.
yeah? And bringing him round to fucking all the court seats on, or like, he's literally getting treated like a bad bitch,
mm-hmm.
like when he got out. Now, the fairy dust of you not snitching is all gone. It's all spent.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just a regular guy, bro. Mm-hmm. No one gives a fuck mm-hmm. about you. No but, one gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. No features. Yeah, no favors,
yeah.
nothing.
Sure.
You know what I'm trying to say?
But at the same time, I feel like...
it's just...
it's for gays, isn't it?
Yeah. At the same time... do you know what it is, yeah? This is the first time I've ever felt like, this is how these other niggas' podcasts feel like. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, niggas just chatting shit. Like, obviously, we chat shit. Do you know what I mean? Don't get twisted. We chat shit. But this is probably the first podcast that hasn't revolved around our lives.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, like, predominantly around our lives. I feel like, and I just feel like, oh, I feel like such a chatty man. Like, do you get what I'm saying, man? Like, I don't know if it's just me, bro. This is the first time it's like, oh my God, how do people do this every day, bro? Like, every week, man. Anyway, that Bobby Shmurda, let me just put the figures in this one. That Bobby Shmurda shit, yeah. Obviously, I hear what you're saying. But I feel like because it was his nigga, I guess the Rowdy Rebel stuff, it's just like, fuck it, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you can parade me, you can do all of that, all the clout gone, all of that. But at the end of the day, when I go and buck my fucking nigga, like, I can look him in his eyes and not feel like I did a man dirty just to come out, just to reap success, really. Do you know what I mean? Just to reap, because I guess he never even got to fucking...
Yeah.
To reap the rewards of it, of his success, like of the song.
Not because really. It was. Didn't get to perform it. On
yeah, that. Yeah, because it was around that same time he went jail. So it's like, all right, cool. That little, because this is all in hindsight, like, you know what I mean? But like that little run he would have had, whatever, I could have led to him being one of the biggest artists in New York or in the world. Do you know what I mean? Just based off the fucking, the momentum of that song. Was that enough to not be able to look in my brethren's eyes and say, yo, cause like, you know what I'm saying? Because my man owes him more, I guess, because they didn't. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it once again, it just comes down to morals. I think 6ix9ine knew what he wanted from this whole thing. The fame.
He wanted the fame.
Glory.
Yeah.
Not saying Bobby Shmurda didn't, but.
No, that's true.
Like, apparently his niggas was really like knee deep in the streets anyway. So, 6ix9ine was a caricature of this whole what this gangster rapper should be. It was a big caricature. So when it actually came down to him actually having to fulfill the full length of this whole thing, he said,
"Nah,
this is a gate, bro.
This is all for guysy.
This is not real, bro. I'm not involved. I'm snitching, bro. Do you know what I mean? I'm snitching, and I feel like because he was he's a Latino or whatever.
Yeah."
Or whatever, he's kind of just walked into their kind of world, isn't it? And I don't know how much they give a shit.
They ain't even embraced him like that, because if they did, he would have been gone.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's around. Those are the kind of riddims he's making up because he knows, like, the caricature of who he is now doesn't. Yeah, like, he can come around, because there was a time when he was doing this whole, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, like, every song I've released hit Billboard 100. Every song I hit, like, I'm always hitting Billboard.
Yeah, then six, it just, yes. Was it that 6 for 6?
Yeah. Then it stopped.
Then it just waned off.
then that whole snitching thing came out.
Yeah.
Then, like, I mean, like, you tried to go the kind of Charleston.
White.
You kind of went that way, but, like, you're just not likable enough for niggas to, like, do you know what I mean? And plus, your one is, like, even
you
like.
You pointed the finger, like, yeah, Sugar, bro. Yeah.
Even like the Charleston White thing is hilarious, because
that's hilarious.
I can't imagine this like 5 years ago or whatever, this whole Charleston
White
thing to even exist.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Like, now that. niggas are don't get it twisted, niggas is out here sending his shit and laughing. Because it's fucking like this whole shit is entertainment now. Like this is it's been entertainment, but it's now we've actually got someone that is standing on their own two feet. And being like,
I'm a snitch, but I also help out my community. Mm. But I do this for my community. I do this. I help out the children. I help out the kids. Da, da, da. And I'm a fucking snitch. So where do we go from here? And he so happens to be funny as well.
Mm.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know. Listen, yeah. I'll give one. This is a popular scenario as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Niggas are friends because the friends, that's how we came up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the circles of friends, there's the one guy that thinks he's the baddest, there's mm-hmm. one guy that thinks he's getting the most gal, and mm-hmm. one that thinks he's making the most money, and sometimes that one person has two of those attributes, mm. three of those attributes, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you're in a car, yeah, you're in a cab, you're in a car, whatever, someone's car, yeah, and feds have pulled man over, mm-hmm. man's taking out, there's four men in the car, man's taking out the burner, mm-hmm. yeah, and man's just got the burner in the football of the car, yeah. What does that mean? Everyone's getting nicked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone's taking a trip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so what? We're in the station now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get out in front of it and see. It's not my burner, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get out in front of it. I'm the driver, whatever. If we're in the cells and you are anywhere in the vicinity where you can hear my voice...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you, go. No, let's keep it real. I'm with you, go on.
If I can say, yo, and I can hear, even if it's the faintness of yo's.
Yeah.
Bro, don't fuck around, you know?
Yeah, come on, of course.
I'm just going to say, brother. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not even.
Yeah. We ain't playing tonight. Yeah. I'm letting that ring down the corridor, fam, to your side. Yeah. We're not playing.
There's not too much words that needs to be
brother,
said.
Brother, I just need to say, yo, cuz. Yeah,
exactly. As long as you hear the yo, then you know
you
it.
You know where it is, fam. Don't say yo back.
Mm.
Because
I just need to know that you acknowledge mm. that you've heard me.
Because you could be my brother of all brothers,
yeah.
of all brothers, of yeah. all brothers, of all brothers. Yeah. If you make me go to jail because of this street code of not snitching,
mm-hmm.
listen, yeah, I'm not even the baddest guy, but I swear to God, I'll buck 50 you as soon as I fucking could, bro. I swear to God, bro.
And it will be every fucking day, like,
bro.
It will be every listen, fucking day.
Yeah,
bro.
You man's not telling me, bro. I swear down, I feel like the fakest real one ever. What the fuck am I doing, bro? I was just driving home from work with the man them to shoot the breeze, mm-hmm. and man's got a turner in the car. Now I'm in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't even have a job. Now I'm working mm-hmm. for £8 a week, bro. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up every single day. Bro, I don't care, bro. Yeah. Even on the days where you think you got better than the better of me, mm. bro, I'll sneak this you. Even when we're outside on the roads, mm. you're ruining my life will just revolve around you until yeah. man's bored, bro. Because trust me, bro, yeah. you're not doing that to me, bro. Mm. Anyway, that's just another story. But
I just feel like, fam, you actually do not risk. No, like it's two things. Like you're either the biggest pussy ever, and you're going to jail anyway. So why are you making us all go jail?
That's how niggas are. Do you get what I'm saying? Man, throw the burner on the floor and be like, yeah, we're all real ones.
Yeah. We ain't snitching. We're real.
Gang shit. Ones.
It's minor. It's minor. Yeah. Everyone just get out, innit? Yeah, everyone get out. Yeah, there's no prince.
Yeah,
come on, like, it's minor.
Look us up.
Throw away the key.
Like, it's mad.
I'm scared to go to jail.
But when it comes to the snitching thing, I don't know how the snitch mentality or not snitching mentality.
Mm.
I'm not even putting the disclaimer out there again because fuck it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's whatever. Think whatever you want.
Mm. Oh, shit.
But I don't know how it survived the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like the mafia
mm-hmm.
in the 50s and 60s, the mafia, the foundation and blueprint of gangster life.
Mm. Yeah, for real. Snitched.
Yeah, who came after them? Like
snitches.
Like Bumpy Johnson and
yeah. snitches.
Snitched.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, Alpo
mm-hmm.
snitched. Mm-hmm. Like, but they, all of these people at the top of their game,
yeah,
snitched. Mm. Like all these people, there were snitches yeah. all around the place.
Yeah, can I say? Yeah, I feel like the only like I could be wrong and I don't mind being corrected right now. I feel like the only ones that really keep it true, yeah. And I think it's because of consequences after. It's like the cartel. I could be wrong. I don't know what El Chapo and these brothers are doing.
Oh, yeah. Snitches.
They're snitches as well, yeah? All right. Cool. Then it's everyone.
Yeah.
Because
there's documentaries out still. It's mad.
Chapo bro, snitching.
It's fam.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, bro.
I swear 50 Cent is doing a thing of the two brothers that that snitched on him or something.
No, what I'm saying is El Chapo himself.
This
is what I mean. Like, yeah,
I don't know.
All these prominent figures, we hear them, all of them. Even fucking, was John Gotti a snitch as well? I'm sure he was. I don't know. Teflon Don.
Bro, who knows? Probably. Niggas snitched. Mm-hmm. Whenever the heat got like, when they start telling you about maximum penalty, mm-hmm. yeah?
And death
the knees get weak at the knees, bro. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know how this no snitching situation has survived the test of time. The people who they're naming themselves after are snitches. Mm-hmm. What are you playing at? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
For me, it's like, because it sounds fucking cool. Like, I genuinely don't think it goes past that at a certain point. I just genuinely think it sounds like such an alpha thing. I'm not a snitch. I'm not a diss. I'm a real nigga. I look after the real ones. I'm in the streets. I'm in that. Like, but when it gets down to it, all these people, like you said, that man's looked up to, or man's watched documentaries on, or man, whatever. When it gets to that three out of four part of that documentary, three quarters in that documentary, the snitching comes. And then all of a sudden, does that wipe away? Because if it wipes away, why is it? Then everyone is then, bro. Like, if you get into a real situation, and it's sad because there's niggas in jail riding life because they didn't snitch or they didn't do this. And it's like, cool.
Bro, them niggas that are riding life, their brethrens are probably beating their babe mum. Yeah. Their brethrens are marrying their babe mum, beating it off.
Niggas are taking pictures with the other gang now because the beef is squashed.
Mm. The
beef is squashed. Now we're all friends.
You're in jail, no exoneration, nothing.
Yeah.
You don't have no kids, no legacy, no no bread, and your brethren is in no bread either.
Yeah,
you're just in jail getting bummed, fam.
Yeah.
That's the reality of the situation. You're just in jail getting fucked and wanking. That's it, bro.
But the mad thing about it as well is that I think that a lot of this real nigga not snitching, blah, 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 cold, holding people accountable comes from a lot of people that isn't even going to get close to the situations of what these people who they're judging at all. Like, it's sort of cool. We all grew up not stitching, da 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 da. But like the rappers and everything else, it's the community that is like, that more puts the pressure on them more than what they think. Because as we just put out the time, man, everyone is snitching. But
the funny thing is about that, they're also a part of this community. So they're putting that pressure. If they weren't in that situation, they'd be putting that same pressure on everyone else, isn't it?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I don't see this ever, like, this whole thing ever being, unless the only person that could have done it, but he just wasn't a good, like, no one cared enough, is 6ix9ine. Like, to do this whole, like, I've snitched and everything's, and I'm still rapping, I'm still performing at shows. Because, bruv, I can't imagine a nigga going to the Oscars, yeah? You get me? And Denzel, and that's like, nah, but I can't even be around, man. It's just, do you know what I'm saying? I can't imagine that. Like, you go to the fucking American musicals or the Grammys, and fucking Elton John's like, brother, nah, I don't want to be around you because I heard you're like,
I heard you're grass,
bro. If Michael Jackson grasses or something like that, do we all stop listening to MJ now?
No.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
that's not really how it rocks. The only people, in my opinion, that are exempt that can snitch all day long are women. That's it. That's my opinion, bro.
But there's some, right, cool. So what if that girl has lined up someone for someone to get killed? So now she's in the streets.
If she's lined up someone to get killed, no, she's going to jail.
And she's involved. What do you mean? She's fully involved. She's involved. Yeah, she might involved. Have to get a bus face.
So she can't snitch now. Like, say something else now happens, you're a snitch.
I think Con just means, like, I feel like that line gets, like, the moment you go over to that side,
it's over. It's OVR.
Do you know what I mean? The moment you go over to that side,
it's OVR.
I don't care, bro. I don't care. You see, like, I'm thinking about the scenarios in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at R. Kelly, disgraced. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why he's disgraced, he didn't get arrested, did he?
Yeah.
People snitched on him. Yeah, yeah, women yeah. came out and yeah, said yeah, he yeah. was doing this and he was doing that.
Yeah.
And I was underage and blah, 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 blah. That sent R. Kelly to prison.
Mm.
Yeah. Without that, he wouldn't have went to prison. Mm. So he got snitched on. Mm. Are people calling them women snitches? Mm. No. Was Was it? I'm not going to start talking about whether it was consensual or not. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And I'm not getting involved. That's a can of worms. But think about, like, on the other side of the fence, yeah, which is more relatable to man in the hood. Woman's door gets boomed. Women's mum's house gets boomed off, mm-hmm. and there's 6 keys, 2 mashes, and bare teeth mm-hmm. in the girl's room. Mm. Bare teeth, bare, and she snitches. Mm-hmm. She's snitching, bro. Mm. That's okay. More for you if you're putting the pack in and the mashes and all this thing in the girl's house. I know men rap about. Yeah, will you hold it for me and that? I know men rap about it because it's really happening.
Yeah, but what, like, I always think, what did you expect? Unless you're having some real, like, before you put it in, you're having some real conversation. And even then, like,
but more time, the girls are like, they know what's there.
Yeah, no. Of course, what I'm talking about is the whole, like, if you get caught, are you gonna sing? Obviously, she's gonna say no. But
you know what I mean? What's she gonna say? No.
She's gonna
but then there is real girls.
When they put, I know a girl.
You know what I'm saying? I won't even say her name, you know, like, she's a fucking...
So do we, because I saw him like a picture and I was like, oh shit, I forgot about her.
I know a girl like...
Tell me. Don't say her name. Off air, because if I liked your picture, that's all cool and that, because it must be a nice picture, but you're a dunce. But...
Yeah. I know a girl that rid a bird.
Yeah.
God, there was bare teeth and everything, and she didn't snitch.
Yeah, the same as
Do I rate her? No.
You're funny, babes. You fucked up your life.
I'll be real, like, I do not rate you. And she wasn't involved in the life. She just... decided, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all right, cool, yeah, all right. So let me, we're gonna do the myth buster on that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Babes, my guy had a teeth in your crib. They opened, they came in, saw your IKEA mattress cut inside, and they saw a sawn off in there.
Yeah.
And you said, you're not gonna tell on them, you're gonna go to jail. You went to jail, you come out. Are you still fucking them? Fam,
that
no!
That nigga ain't even sending you money, the fuck?
No!
She don't even chat to him.
No, like, fam. No, he's just in jail getting your pussy ate.
Yeah, bro.
That's it, bro. Oh, yeah? Are you still fucking in now? No. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, what are you really doing? And gal, more time in that situation, are civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's mad. Yeah. Gal that... And I, bro, again. But gal...
Don't go down this.
Gal that are riding birds because... They've got shotties in their yard. Mm-hmm. The they are not bussing. You are the stupidest, most stupidest. Don't if from ever my daughter from the way I, when you come out of jail, I'll sweep you and kick off your face.
Bro, I might never come to see you for a very long time,
bro.
I love you, so I will innit. Do you know what I mean?
But do you know what's bad, man? There's niggas that's leaving things in girls' houses and the girls don't know,
bro.
And they're being watched. So when the police come and boom off the door. And she finds out what was actually in the bag because she wasn't touching the bag because she's scared of my man.
She's snitching adult time.
And she's snitching.
Yeah.
She is right to do so. She had no clue what's in the bag. You're sexing her and you're saying, yeah, listen, I'm just leaving my trainers. She's thinking it's trainers. These times the feds come in, it's bricks.
Bro, this is all for entertainment purposes. It's all hypothetical anyway, but.
Of course.
If it was ever my daughter, I'm telling you now, when you go out of jail, I'll be there and I'll be sweeping you and kicking out your teeth. Because seeing that you don't want to talk, you don't need teeth then, do you? Yeah? I'll be kicking your fucking teeth out.
Shit.
But that's my vibe on it, bro. And even the mashes in that, but I'll be kicking teeth out from early anyway.
I'll say for free.
You're holding.
This was burners. The most superficial pod title topic we've ever spoken about.
In the first 10 minutes, I felt like vomiting.
In the whole, this is episode what? I don't know, 60 something. In all of the episodes, we've never spoken about anything so topical
so
of
surface.
The hoods, like, of niggas.
It's such a surface topic.
It's such a niggerdom.
I need you to, when you lot watch this, I need you to watch me in the first 10 minutes. In my head, I'm thinking, what am I doing?
What on earth is wrong with me?
What is happening here, bro? Like, what are we doing? As soon as they ask me a question, I'm going to say, I don't know. You know what I mean? I swear, I was speaking at one time, bro. But I still enjoyed it, man. Fuck it, man. You know what I mean? We must can do this once a while.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're civilians, isn't it? So we can talk about things from an outer perspective.
Niggas going to call us snitches in the comments.
Yeah. Shouts out to all the real niggas. Shouts out to everyone that's in jail for snitching, not snitching.
If you go to jail and you still snitch, it's mad. You fucking man. It's crazy.
There's niggas that snitched thinking that they're gonna go home and just got more time.
They know what wing they're going to. They're going to the nonce wing. Scary. Actually, no, some of them they ride the bag up, fam. Some of them just
shouts to the snitches that's still on the road. That's just acting like everything's cool. I know you must hear this. If you got this far, you must be hot. Like your head must be hot. Your ears must be burning.
Because I want to end the show, but I always think, right, if I snitched or something like on a mad thing, I would just stop listening to rap music. I wouldn't listen to no rap songs again in my life, but I'll be listening to R&B, pop, rock, because I don't want to listen to a tune,
And then say, fam,
it's just long, bruv, because it's going to ruin my day. Like, I don't care if I'm, I don't care if I'm 45 years old, bro. Like, I'm not listening to rap anymore because I'm not going to no raves.
I'm not going
to no parties. No one like middle fingers up to the snitches and that. I ride for my niggas. That's what I always feel like all the time. All right, cool. You're a gangster and that, yeah? I ride for my nigga and all them songs came up. And you did ride for your brethren and that, yeah? How do you listen to this tune? Like, can you say this song? Because I used to feel the same way where no way, bad man, no support. You get me? I'll be real. I used to listen to that tune before I did it and I was like, no way. Then I listened to it and I was like, some way.
Yes way.
and now there's still niggas that scream that tune that are going home to get sat on. So it's,
I mean, I will sing that tune hard.
You see?
I'll sing that tune hard. Like, where do we go from here?
So that just goes to show that you can't trust people when they're talking about things.
Yeah, bro.
Because it's just...
Like, when stage scheming comes and niggas start putting their arms around you, you just watch these... Like, fam.
Like, man, I'm screaming in your face about life so short. And I don't want to go to court. I know you don't want to go to court because you're going to snitch on me.
I used to say, again. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go to court again. Just to let niggas know.
Bro, stay scheming and that, bro. Niggas will say they ride for you and that. The reason why you can say this stuff with chess is because you've never had to.
Yeah, exactly. Bro.
And niggas will talk about they got the budget for the lawyer. You don't.
Yeah, bro.
You don't.
Yeah, bro.
Niggas don't lie to me. Niggas don't have the budget for their daily commute.
Yeah, bro.
Niggas don't have. Anyway, I don't like styling on niggas. So, sorry.
Shouts to everyone. Like and subscribe and comment. Let us know what guests and let us know what topics you want us to talk about. We're probably going to have to talk about so much more topics like this when things get on.
I don't mind, man. Fuck it, man.
Because it's a podcast.
But I enjoy this shit, nigga.
Yeah, but yeah. Snitches, I hope your ears are burning.
Really, I just want you to put disclaimers underneath. Like, this is not a real topic.
No snitches were hurting the making of this.
No snitches were hurting the making of this.
Goodbye.
Do that at the start, please.
Keep spit shining, bitch.
I can't.